This is Akashvani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will visit Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand today. In Varanasi, PM Modi will host Mauritius Prime Minister Naveen Chandra Ram Gulam, who is on a state visit to India till the 16th of September. PM Ram Gulam arrived in Varanasi last evening, where he was received by UP Governor Anandiben Patel with a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. The visit of PM Ram Gulam builds on momentum from PM Modi's March 2025 visit to Mauritius, when both leaders elevated ties to an enhanced strategic partnership. We have more from our correspondent.
During the bilateral discussions, the two leaders will review the full spectrum of cooperation with particular focus on developmental partnership and capacity building. Both leaders will discuss opportunities for expanding collaboration in health, education, science and technology, energy, infrastructure, as well as in emerging domains such as renewable energy, digital public infrastructure and the blue economy. As a close maritime neighbor in the Indian Ocean region, Mauritius is key to India's Mahasagar vision and the neighborhood first policy. The deepening cooperation between the two countries carries significance not only for the prosperity of the people of both countries, but also for the collective aspirations of the global south. Alok Rai, Akashvani News, Varanasi.
Later in the evening, PM Modi will undertake an aerial survey of the flood-affected areas in Uttarakhand. Thereafter, the Prime Minister will chair a high-level review meeting with the officials. Prime Minister Narendra Modi spoke with Emir of Qatar, Sheikh Tamim bin Hamad Al Thani, and expressed deep concern at the attacks in Doha. In a social media post, the Prime Minister said, India condemns the violation of the sovereignty of Qatar. He said New Delhi supports resolution of issues through dialogue and diplomacy and avoiding escalation. Mr. Modi stated that India stands firmly in support of peace and stability in the region and against terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. In Nepal, a group of Gen Z representatives proposed the name of former Chief Justice Sushila Karki to lead the interim government during a gathering in Kathmandu yesterday. However, the proposal sparked discontent, with many youth gathering outside the venue to protest the decision. Our correspondent reports that after days of violent protests, relative calm has returned to the capital city as discussions around forming an interim government gained momentum. Security has been heightened along the India-Nepal border in Bihar, Uttar Pradesh and Uttarakhand in the wake of violent clashes and protests in the neighbouring country. Special vigilance is being maintained at trade checkpoints and other entry points, with police and the Sashastra Seema Bal closely monitoring cross-border movement. Rail services between Nepal's Janakpur and India's Jayanagar have been suspended till further notice at the request of Nepalese authorities. The Cabinet Committee on Economic Affairs, CCEA, chaired by Prime Minister Narendra Modi, has approved two major infrastructure projects worth a total of 7,616 crore rupees for the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway and doubling of 177-kilometre-long railway line. Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnaw made the announcement about the CCEA's decisions while briefing media in New Delhi yesterday. Mr. Vaishnaw said the CCEA has approved the 177-kilometre-long doubling of the Bhagalpur-Dumka-Rampurhat single railway line section across Bihar, Jharkhand and West Bengal. The minister said the CCEA has also approved the construction of a four-lane greenfield highway access controlled Mokama-Munger section of the Buxar-Bhagalpur high-speed corridor in Bihar. A technology transfer agreement was signed between New Space India Limited, the Indian Space Research Organization, Indian National Space Promotion and Authorization Center, InSpace, and Hindustan Aeronautics Limited for the transfer of the small satellite launch vehicle technology. India registered a dominant 9-wicket win over UAE in the Group A match of the Asia Cup 2025 held in Dubai. And that is the end of this news bulletin.